And now this is a dictation. For Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Struble, S-T-R-U-B-L-E, March 1946, address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow up for Mr. Struble, chronic kidney disease with biopsy findings of tubular interstitial nephritis, probably related to medications for clear cell renal cancer, status post right side and nephrectomy. Comes accompanied with wife. There has been documented brain metastasis. Follows with radiotherapist, Dr. Fireman, F-I-R-E-M-A-N, completed radiation therapy. Also, there is a liver metastasis, plans for radiotherapy too. He complains of weakness on standing and walking. He's not using any device. He's just very careful when he walks. Weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination, no cloudiness of blood. No gross edema, denies claudication symptoms. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. No headaches. No changes on eyesight. Does have decreased hearing. No gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvasc. Prior hydralazine has been discontinued. Today weight 176.8. Blood pressure right side at 148.70, left side at 150.70, standing 138.60, 2 minutes later 138.64. Lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial rapid gallop, no abdominal ascites, tenderness or masses, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, last chemistry, few days ago, January, creatinine 1.75 with a GFR of 40 improved, low sodium 132, high potassium 5.2, metabolic acidosis 21, acceptable nutrition, normal calcium, phosphorus not elevated, actually in the low side, increase of white blood cell neutrophils, mild anemia 13.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. Next number, hyponatremia, hyperkalemia, monitor over time, not symptomatic. Next number, right side nephrectomy for renal cancer, clear cell. Next number, metastatic renal cancer, brain, liver as indicated above. Status post radiotherapy, follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, on immunotherapy. Next number, biopsy proving tubular interstitial nephritis. Next number, his symptoms of lightheadedness, weakness on standing and walking relates to likely autonomic dysfunction, postural hypotension. I have a long discussion with him and wife. What is the meaning of that? We have to allow certain degree of hypertension to minimize blood pressure dropping as he needs to be active and mobile. I did not change present blood pressure medications. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.